Welcome to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social, where we help you stay ahead of social media trends, share the latest news, and highlight the strategies that are working to help you grow your business. Now let's join our hosts, Tristan and Jeff, in 3, 2, 1.
This episode is brought to you by Social Genius. That's where Jeff and I get to actually teach you what to do on social and how to grow it. Jeff, why should people join?
You know, if you are the type of professional that wants to do it yourself and maybe your budget's a little bit lighter and you can't afford to hire somebody to do all the editing, do the fancy stuff for you, we're going to teach you how to do all this stuff. And the truth is, most of these social platforms are not favoring authenticity. So it's shooting these green screens and doing remixes and understanding what's trending. Those are the things that matter the most to your social strategy. And so if you like to be inside of a tight culture of people that are like-minded and want to do it themselves, then Social Genius is perfect for you.
We'll see you there. You'll never find it for less than this anywhere else. It's very inexpensive. We'll see you on the other side.
TikTok, it has gone through all of the channels now, the House, the Senate. And now our fearless leader has signed off on the bill. And what the hell's next for TikTok? As I just threw you off base. Sorry about that, buddy.
That's very funny.
I couldn't help myself.
That's very funny. Well, dude, nobody knows. I don't think we've ever been here, which is, it's fun. It's really fun to see what comes out of this whole thing. Is the government able to take away a freedom like this, which is pretty crazy? If they are able to, where does that leave us? Because now we're falling in line as to how the country that we're trying to not be like, we're falling in line as to how they function. It's like, wait a second. Aren't we trying not to be like that, where we're trying to work well with everyone and give everyone their freedoms? So it's a little bit shocking to me. But first, I wanted to go over a couple of things.
Let's go over the details. Yeah, let's go over the details.
Yeah, I wanted to go over the details, and I also wanted to go over something super simple, and I think it gets overlooked because we're just so bombarded by fake information. And that's who owns TikTok. And I just want to read it off for you, not from TikTok, right? Obviously, but from a different site. It's different sites, Wiki, Wall Street Journal, even AI can tell you, just Google it. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, was founded by Chinese entrepreneurs. ByteDance is a privately held global company with roughly 60% owned by global institutional investors, such as BlackRock, which I didn't know, General Atlantic, and Susquehanna International Group. I don't know who they are. 20% owned by the company's founders and 20% owned by its employees, including over 7,000 Americans.
Yeah.
It's not owned or controlled by any government or state entity. Now, with that, we've been sold that this company is Chinese and that they're trying to steal all of our data. At this point, we already know that Meta and other companies are behind a lot of these lies to just ban another competitor because their algorithm is just so on point. I had a dream about their algorithm, dude. That's how bad this is for me. I'm like, I'm not even that big on TikTok, but I'm just pissed off that they would do that. Anyway, where is this at right now? And how did we get here? Short version, Jeff.
Well, I don't know if that even necessarily matters other than, you know, I think we know why we're here. We're here because of the rhetoric, you know, and we've really beaten that to a pulp. I think we all know that it is political for many, and it's threatening for others, AKA Meta. And that's there. I'm 130% convinced that that's why we're here. And it is a bunch of BS, but I can only control what I can control. And I think that's what we need to discuss today, because for those of us, myself included, that TikTok has had a profound impact on my business. What do we do from here? And so I think then diving into what this actually is and understanding that this is not a ban. This is kind of a threat, is what they basically signed in here. They signed in a bill that gives ByteDance 270 days to sell TikTok. And then also built in is an extension of potentially 90 days if Biden or whoever gets voted in. Because here's the other thing. This has until January 19th, of 2025. So if I'm not mistaken, Tristan, isn't the next president sworn in like on January 20th?
Yeah, that's why they're giving it until the 19th.
January 19th. Okay, so this would be like the last, which that makes no sense to me. If anything, if we're going to talk about the political side of this, it's interesting because when you think about the camp who's anti-TikTok because of China, that's a very conservative camp, in my opinion, probably far more Republican than Democrat. And that Republican is not going to vote for Biden either way, because the only thing that this is doing for Biden would be that the people that agree with this, if there's rhetoric around it and it's the goal is to gain votes, you know, it goes against the whole concept, because typically the liberal party attracts the younger generation. And this is going to turn them off.
Yeah. I was going to ask, are we at a transition?
Because weird.
I know it's like the Democrats are functioning like the Republicans, and the Republicans now, I mean, you saw, and like, I'm in the middle like you are when it comes to politics, but Tucker's now like, why are they banning TikTok? TikTok's not Chinese. What the hell is going on? Yeah. Right? Are people taking your liberties away? I'm like, this guy, right? What's going on, dude? It's like, this is nuts. So, Jeff, it's crazy. What should we do to prepare if we're actually doing decent on TikTok?
Yeah.
Where do we go to, and what's coming up next?
Yeah, so I think the short answer is don't do anything. Well, it depends. Yeah. So I've already prepared for this. So I prepared a long time ago for this. And so if you're in my shoes, I wouldn't really do anything. I would just continue. I would continue to power through. And as we get into the fall and maybe more word comes out of this, then you might want to start potentially shifting and even shifting your audience on TikTok to let them know, hey, I'm over here too. Go follow me over there. And so that the first answer is, if you haven't already and you have a strong presence on TikTok, multiply yourself to every other platform, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, primarily, maybe X. That's what's important.
Maybe X.
Well, for sure. Well, okay. But X is I don't want to overwhelm you. I'm there. X isn't ready for it yet.
But
it might be. Yeah. We believe it's going to be. Yes.
Yes.
But this is overwhelming in and of itself. So let's not muddy the waters here. So,
okay.
I think that if you are using TikTok as an additional platform where you're just posting over there from Instagram and Facebook, for example, I don't think you should worry even in the slightest. I wouldn't stop posting to TikTok. Don't get caught up in this, because this could very well get swept under the rug and nothing ever comes of it. And TikTok stays relevant. So don't stop doing what you're doing, but don't worry about it. If you're in my shoes, that you legitimately have something to worry about, well, you should have already multiplied. If you haven't, multiply immediately. And then what you want to start thinking about is, all right, now what's going to become my foundational platform? So for me, with my geographic strategy, Lake of the Ozarks lifestyle, TikTok's been the foundation. But when I really think about it, would it really be that painful to make the foundational platform Instagram or YouTube? And the question for me is, which one? I don't know.
YouTube.
Probably.
That's my, for you, until, and here's the surprise, until Vine comes into play.
Yeah.
Because if you've been paying attention, Vine got shut down by Twitter. Twitter bought them a while ago, and then Twitter became X. And then with the condition that they could also own the rights to Vine. And now Elon's been saying Vine's coming back in not directly. But he's definitely insinuated it. And Gary V, along with us, believe that Vine is coming back. We don't know when, but I can tell you that Elon has been posting recently on X and saying, hey, if TikTok was banned, that would suck because it does take a freedom away from us, but it's going to be a good thing for X. It's exact words. I'm like, he's already preparing, man. He's already saying, hey, when do we release Vine? Is it a good opportunity now while people are panicking? Or do we wait to see what actually happens here? Because ByteDance is going to countersue and be like, hey, this is not right in the US. What's going on? Push it back further a year, 2 years. Does that work? I don't know, man. I think what we should do is exactly what you said. It's like, well, we should start seeing which channel now, if we're really big on TikTok or it's our primary channel, which channel then do we take on and say, this is now going to be our primary one? So we can run both of them simultaneously now.
Yeah. And so for me, I'll just use myself as the example. There is, you know, so I do a lot of green screen stuff. So part of my decision needs to be based upon who has the technology for me to continue to put out the content that I'm putting out. And that's what I'm unfamiliar with, because I don't create inside of YouTube.
CapCut, dude, you don't need it. Just CapCut and throw it everywhere else.
Is CapCut also going to go away? It's owned by ByteDance.
Yeah, I know. But it's its own app. Interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
You got to keep that in mind.
CapCut?
CapCut is almost like, if you're familiar with it, to me, it's actually almost like a version of a social media app. Because when you create in CapCut, you're also sharing it onto the CapCut interface. And so actually, Tristan, it's funny because when I'm coaching people and they ask me what app to use, I actually discourage CapCut for a novice because I feel like there's so much going on inside of CapCut, you can easily lose focus, just like you can when you open up any of the social media apps. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like Viva, because Viva Video, and there's others, but Viva for me is, there's nothing going on in there. It's very simple. Get in, edit your video, get out. There's nothing else to do. And so that's where I love CapCut. I love using templates too, by the way. But I've gone into CapCut before and gone down rabbit holes of like, shit, I just wasted 20 minutes watching all these different things.
I know.
And so I'm not sure if CapCut won't go away with it. That's not being talked about.
Well, back up, Viva.
Yeah, that's your answer. Or, you know, again, lean back into Instagram, because it is the closest thing to TikTok. But this is all so unknown. I think the only thing that you can do is control the controllables, you know, control what you can. Mm-hmm. And if you're having success on TikTok and you're not already multiplied, I'm going to slap your hand. Like, you should be anyways. Yeah. You should be anyways. If you're having success on any platform and you're not multiplying yourself, you're selling yourself a little short, because now it's not that much extra work. You're just duplicating what you're already doing. Even though Gary Vee says not to do that per se, we're not Gary Vee. And so don't get caught up in what Gary Vee says. He's not wrong, but we don't have a media team of 70 people.
Yeah, we don't. Just 69, that's all.
Of course, I set that on a tee.
Come on, we're 13-year-old boys, okay? That's what it means. All right. So with that, believe it or not, dude, as soon as I heard all of this stuff, I'm like, man, I'm getting back into TikTok more. So I outlined the three things that I'm going to be doing on TikTok, just on TikTok, nowhere else. So I'm bringing back Tris and Stan because it performed so well the first few times that I did it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's start. So I started last week and I'm building them up so that I could put them up. And the next thing I'm doing, and I'm going all in on TikTok, dude. I'm like, you know what? Let's separate and see what happens. I bet you we get rewarded right now. Because what TikTok is doing, I'm counting on TikTok for America, for the United States, to be more favorable because they want to make a point. They want to make sure that the algorithm is working extremely well to make those people that are using it, like you and I, consistently, to reward us, to make us stand up more and say, hey, why TikTok, US government? Why? They don't want it to... Imagine the opposite. It all slowly starts dying and they're like, oh, you know what? We didn't like TikTok anyway. I think they're going to go deeper. And TikTok's like, you know what? Let's favor the algorithm even more in the US.
That'd be smart.
That means that we're going to see... And I'm like, you know what? Let's test this shit out. And I tested it out last week, dude. I'm surprised. It's working really well with some regular stuff that I post everywhere else. And it outperforms everywhere else I put it. And I'm like, this is interesting. And so I'm going to go all in with Tris and Stan. And then I'm going to start a brand new show where I'm going through celebrities' homes and saying, guess whose home this is? Right? And at the end, I'll tell you whose it is. And I'm only running those on TikTok, only. So I'm doing the opposite of what people are telling me.
I love it. And I want to emphasize what Tristan just said. You hear what he just said. He said, while you all, and I'm going to just go ahead and label you all listening to this, while you all are running the other direction, he's going the opposite. You're zigging, he's zagging. Everyone says, ha, 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 it's getting banned. I'm out of here. Tristan's like, ooh, it's getting banned. Where's the opportunity? I'm going all in. And you know what? Even if it's only a 6-month all in, yeah.
Dude, imagine growing a massive audience while everyone's going out. And let's say it does get banned, which I don't know. But let's say it does get banned. Well, I just made a massive amount of audience and I'm going to take over wherever I want. Right? Because of the opportunity we have. Dude, it's a massive opportunity. Yeah. People don't see it because they're like, oh, well, see, it's over. Let's go somewhere else.
That's that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is where your mindset needs to shift, you know, because you're typically taking the same road that everyone else is taking, or you're taking it as an easy way out. Oh, okay, great. I don't have to go to TikTok now. You think it's going to impact me? No, my influence is already established and built. I'm going to just continue down that road. And it was because of TikTok. So you can make the excuse all you want. I love that you said that, man, because that's really smart. And honestly, I don't know that that has anything to do with anything right now, but I mean, I've got, I'll just give you the data in the last 7 days. I haven't, I live in creation. I don't get too caught up in, you know, the analytics because I don't want it to, you know, to paralyze me. I've got 744,000 views in the last 7 days, 12,000 comments, 17,000 shares. Of those 744,000 post views, 645,000 of them are unique views. Shit's blowing up right now.
It is blowing up, which is, that's what made me think. I'm like, wait a second. I just posted something I normally post and it doesn't get this much love, this much comments, this many views. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. I picked up almost 1300 followers in the last 7 days.
Yeah. So dude, I think that's what's going to happen over the next few months as TikTok prepares for a battle. And I think it's going to reward people like you and I.
And it's going to make more Americans pro TikTok and anti whoever's banning it.
Yeah, man, it's a crazy world. Crazy world. All right, with that, that's all we got. Next week, we'll talk about whatever is trending on social. Jeff, I love your hat. If you told me you were wearing a dose hat, I would have worn mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if I had hair like yours, I'd show it off.
Ah, you're funny. You're funny. All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social. We are here to help you take your business to new levels through social media. Make sure to subscribe to get updates on new episodes and come join us on our Drunk on Social Facebook page. And as always, make sure you leave us a great review on your favorite podcast app. Feedback and likes are very much appreciated.